AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the courts and Trump. I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump's legal team arguing before the U.S. Supreme Court this morning. They contend that he cannot be prosecuted for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election because he and all presidents, they argue, have absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for any official acts carried out as president. It'll be up to the justices to decide if that's true, says ABC's Terry Moran outside court.
So the Trump legal argument here is that presidents must have that immunity from prosecution or else they won't be able to function in office. The argument goes they'll always be looking over their shoulder, worried about potential criminal prosecutions brought by partisan enemies.
The former president, a defendant in New York criminal court for something that happened before the 2016 election. He is accused of taking part in a scheme to pay out hush money to adult film star Stormy Daniels, who said she had an affair with Trump. He denies it. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Local leaders say they're surprised by the Universities of Wisconsin decision to pull out of its Richland Center campus on July 1st. State Representative Katrina Shanklin is on the Assembly's Colleges and Universities Committee.
Five total, five two-year campuses in a year. That's not okay. We should not accept it. And I am not seeing a statewide conversation like I would like.
Shanklin speaking at a forum in Muscadet Tuesday. The disgraced former chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse confirms that interim chancellor Betsy Morgan is moving to have him fired. The UW Board of Regents removed Gao as chancellor in December for making online pornographic videos. Since then, he's been on paid leave as a tenured faculty member. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. School officials in DeForest tell Channel 15 they're concerned about a game students are playing around town called Senior Assassins. The game is played in teams in a tournament-style competition. Participants eliminate opposing teams by tagging them with water guns. Some players also wear dark clothes and ski masks. The school district says the game is not a school-sponsored activity and is not allowed on school grounds. 25 Madison area local leaders are calling on Madison City Council member Charles Miazzi to resign. Members of the City Council, the Dane County Board, and three state representatives signed a letter this week. Three women accuse Miazzi of physical and emotional abuse. Miazzi has denied the allegations a number of times and says he won't step down. He tells the Cap Times he's disappointed and saddened by the allegations. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers win a sloppy game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. There were errors and bad plays from both the crew and the Pirates, but the Brewers held on for a 3-2 win at PNC Park. In the ninth inning, Joey Weimer missed catching a pop fly to shallow left after a mix-up with shortstop Willy Adames. Manager Pat Murphy, not happy.
If the left fielder gets involved and opens his mouth, it's his ball. 100%. I don't know exactly what happened, but I know that Weimer was right there to catch it. So if you're right there to catch it, you catch it. Willie did everything right there, and Weimer let it drop. So it's his error.
NBA, the Bucks and Indy getting ready for game three against the Pacers. That playoff series tied up one game apiece. The tip-off time, 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. NFL draft tonight. The Packers with a 25th pick overall in the first round. Many experts think Green Bay will take defensive back Cooper DeJean from Iowa. Is he a safety or a corner?
I think he can do both. I think he's very versatile that way. His ability to take the ball away is very impressive.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. Our high tomorrow, 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time as we discuss non-disclosure agreements. Are you for him or against him? And also Sasquatch. Is he a real thing? And what's he really responsible for?
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio, WMDX. Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
In the last 2 years, we've helped unify, strengthen, and expand NATO. Imagine if instead we had failed. Step up now and support Ukraine. All those gains would have begun to unravel. The cohesion of NATO would have been weakened, and our national security would have been undermined without any question. You know, Putin started this war, believing he could easily break the will of the people of Ukraine. When that failed, he changed his strategy a little bit, thinking we could break the will of NATO, break the will of the United States, break our will. Well, he's failed again. America stands with our friends. We stand up against dictators. We bow to no one, certainly not Vladimir Putin.
Ha ha. Neener, neener, nanny, nanny, boo-boo. Perhaps not the right expression in matters of...
Neener, neener, nanny, nanny, boo-boo? Probably
life
not.
Life and death. War and peace. Okay. You know what? Let's talk to Sirius, shall we? If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us from the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he answers.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Call him
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Oh, my God. Wow, that is a long title. Hi, good morning, sir. Hi.
Good morning, and thank you for referring to me as a serious person
Yes.
You can always use a little boost where it counts.
Yes, you bring the highbrow. I suppose.
Whatever that. Yeah,
the
sure.
The lowbrow.
Yeah, highbrow.
And
yeah.
The unibrow. Okay, Doc. Obviously, you were relieved, as many of us, but you know, you in particular, with being on the ground there, working, helping kids in Ukraine, that they finally, did the right thing here. And you know, as people are saying, I know you gave Speaker Johnson credit, but I mean, people are saying the intelligence he saw must have been scary AF, right?
It is really, it's truly scary, and the situation is tenuous at best. Even with this funding, by the way, it'll help them hold the line, but it does not assure victory. And I think the democracy in Ukraine, our ally, and that government is still at risk. But the other point I've been trying to make to people is that even with that, the war's not going to be over anytime soon, not even remotely. Who knows how long it'll go on. But the impact on children of Ukraine is a disaster. We're just finishing a report that goes over everything, injuries and deaths and kidnapping, educational disruption. And there's a lot of work to be done there, Steph.
Speaker Johnson changed his tune on Ukraine funding after receiving intelligence briefing and speaking to European allies who explained the stakes. And he managed to bring the bill to a vote over Trump's objections, according to a report. I mean, you know, it's what you and the president has been saying forever, that this is about democracy worldwide. It's about our allies. It's not just about Ukraine. But, I keep saying, I feel like Trump is conducting this shadow presidency where he's talking to Putin and Netanyahu and MBS and God knows who else. I have a feeling he's like told Putin, just help me get back in again. And, you know, I'll give Ukraine to you. I mean, look at what Putin accomplished, right? He got how many Republicans to vote against Ukraine aid? He got all these Russian disinformation talking points on the floor of the United States Congress. You don't think he's going to double and triple and quadruple down on getting Republicans elected?
Putin is totally committed to getting Trump elected again in November. And I'm just hoping, who knows for sure, that we're monitoring his influence as much as humanly possible to the limits of our technological capabilities, because he was most definitely a factor in the first election, and he will be again, and is trying to be the deciding factor for American voters coming up.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to say other than I think this is a great danger.
Yeah.
Putin, he's not anything but an absolute American enemy, wants to destroy us. He wants to erode our democracy and eliminate America's influence. Now, we don't believe that America should lead every country in the world, although America's leadership is critical right now in this world of chaos. Hopefully it'll be a good influence.
Yeah.
But we don't need Putin interfering in the American democracy. And it gives me the chills.
But he already is, Doc. That's the thing. He's got his fingers in everything. I mean, every issue is connected. He's funding and training Hamas. He's ginning up this division and anything he can do to undermine Biden, right? I mean, you tweeted about what's happening on the campuses. University leadership across the U.S. must establish clear, enforceable guidelines that allow for peaceful protests without racism, anti-Semitism, and violence. Academic leaders seem totally unprepared when it comes to real-world crisis management. Because we were saying there is a difference. It is not pro-Palestinian to be chanting burn Tel Aviv or go back to Poland. That's just anti-Semitism.
Right. And there's such humanitarian tragedy right now in Gaza after the unbelievable, unspeakable horror that Hamas committed on October 7th. This is a very, very complicated world. We don't even talk about what's happening in Sudan, many other countries in Africa, and of course what's happening in Ukraine is on our minds. But we need a different kind of leadership in academia, but also in politics. And Biden's been doing, he's been doing a really great job so far in making sure we've done what we can to lessen the heat in these regional crises, which involve the superpowers. They're always behind the scenes, China and Russia, and Iran, whatever the hell it's trying to do in the region. It's a mess. We need grown-ups. We're not.
But, and also, absolutely, Doc. I mean, and to my point, so when the president signed this aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, Benjamin Netanyahu's, diaspora minister said, if I were an American citizen with the right to vote, I'd vote for Trump and Republicans. So they're going to, it doesn't even matter that they got the aid. They're going to do anything they can to undermine Biden.
He's a corrupt criminal.
I know.
Who is making decisions based on his desire to stay in office and stay out of jail.
Because he knows.
I said, the hell with him. We got to get rid of him.
Yeah.
The Israelis have to get rid of him.
Because he knows Trump will say, go ahead, make Gaza a parking lot so, Jared can build waterfront condos. I mean, it's so insane. All right, let's talk about anniversaries. It's the four. Howard tweeted, it's the fourth anniversary of the press conference when El Duce suggested injecting disinfectant to get rid of COVID and Lysol. And then Lysol had to warn people not to ingest their cleaning products. I mean, I I remember when Lysol had to give a press conference and say, do not drink our cleaning products.
Wait, I'm sorry, was that Saturday Night Live? Was that real?
No, it was real.
It was real.
It was real.
Yes, it was. It was great. The good old days, yeah.
Yeah, and yet I'm sure you saw, where was it, Jody? We just did it this week. I don't know what Republican legislature wants to repeal parents having to vaccinate their kids for polio. New Hampshire Republicans. I don't even know what to say anymore. Do you?
Do I? I do, but I can't say it on radio. Okay. But right. Yes, call me later. I'll tell you what I think. It's ignorance. I don't know how this has happened, but it's ignorance.
Yeah.
And adherence to a cult leader. That's what we got.
Yep. And by the way, Dr. Tran, who I follow on Threads, said every person has the right to wear a mask. There are many good reasons for doing so. COVID, airborne pathogens, sickness, privacy, surveillance, allergies, work, etc. No one should ever have to explain or justify why they're wearing a mask. That's none of your business. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if anything, there's been this backlash the other way against people that want to, you know, protect themselves or others against COVID.
Right. And, you know, in other places like in Japan, people have been wearing masks regularly for years.
Yeah.
Just to keep themselves from getting sick from airborne viruses and whatever. And look, this is really nobody's business. I think that's really well put.
Saying that, Doc, in the beginning of COVID, you know, it's just because they're a respectful culture. They're respectful of other people. And I feel like Donald Trump has just, you know, pushed Americans to be their worst, to be just be as selfish and self-centered as he is. Just, you know.
Yeah, it's terrible. But the next thing you know, somebody's going to tell me not to wear a hat. Can you believe
right?
that?
If someone told us not to wear baseball hats, I mean, that's the end of America.
I mean, that would be...
That is the end of America, Dr. Doom.
Right. That is the motivation for the ultimate rebellion. And I hope the day doesn't come, don't you?
Me too.
I really do.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because I don't have... My hair is attached to my hat, like Jose Abear.
Look, I had a choice to make this morning. Comb your hair or wear a hat.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
You got it. All right. Love you, Dr. Doom. See you next week. There
you
he goes.
Guys. Bye.
All right, 17 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. That's right in here. It powers my, because I got to keep up with the morning zoomies over there, right? Morning Kick is fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor. It's not that, you know how, if you ever had those drinks, it's like a bag of grass clippings.
Ick.
Strawberry lemonade, yum, 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 yum. 10 supplements in one. It's been a game changer for me. I'm telling you, I can tell the difference in my performance, whether I'm biking or hiking or lifting weights, you name it. Has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90 day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Remember, you heard it on this channel first.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
Well, I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know, it's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Karma's a bitch, but she's a very patient bitch.
Oh, that was me. That was me 3 years ago. Yeah.
That was you.
You know, and I remain right. I was right, and I remain right until the end of time. Thank you, Kev.
Hi.
All right. Love you.
I just wanted to say that one of the best things about...
Oh, Kevin, what happened? Oh, dear. Kevin.
Okay. Hello.
Oh, go ahead.
Are you there?
Yes.
We're still here.
Okay. I thought you cut me off.
No.
One of the shows, it was Chris Wallace on CNN.
Uh-huh.
He said one of the guys, one of the contributors there was saying that Trump's behavior in court, it looks like an escaped monkey from a cocaine trial, you know? So it was really weird.
That's true.
He is going to lose it sooner or later.
Yep.
And I think the thing that's going to do it is if Stormy Daniels took Richard pictures.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Oh, by the way, did you see the, God, I love New York and I love New Yorkers. He walked out of Trump Tower and they were, everyone's chanting, New York hates you. New York hates. It was really loud and he could hear it. It was fantastic. Oh, and weren't there people dressed like mushrooms?
Oh, yeah. A bunch of
I love New York. It's just magic. Okay. Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen.
Hello. Oh, hello. That just makes my heart sing hearing New Yorkers just humiliating him. I love it.
Yes.
So here's the thing. Vladimir Putin identified the Republican Party as a corrupt group of people who could be further corrupted. Okay, people, when you look at people like Bill Barr, Cruz, Graham, McConnell, et cetera, willing to be humiliated, debased, and degraded by Donald Trump, and they still swear allegiance, this is where we're at. And people need to look at this for what it is. It is Donald Trump has exposed the Republican Party for who they are. And the Republican Party is using the courts, using every vehicle that they can to basically keep in place the white male cisgendered hierarchy, and to the detriment of every marginalized group in this country. You watch women out there, watch what they're doing with Harvey Weinstein. Mm-hmm. Watch what they've done to us with Roe, using the courts.
Yeah.
Every single one of us should be pissed off, and we should be talking to everybody that we know. Our votes are our voices. Our votes are going to be what frees us from this stronghold by this fascist group of people in this country. And if we save democracy in this country, we are going to save it throughout the world. So people need to be very clear.
You are on fuego this morning, Karen in Chicago. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, honey.
All right. Okay. Oh, here it is. Several New York City dancers costumed as mushrooms wearing prison clothes have joined the tuba players who wait outside Trump Tower every morning and evening to troll Trump when he walks in and out. I mean, come on. That's so New York. So funny. Is Michael Rappaport there screaming obscenities too? Because
He is not there at the time.
Oh, damn. Okay. You need just one more layer of New York in that lasagna, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of the what Karen was referencing, Supreme Court, etc., Joy Reid said, I so agree with this. She said Samuel Alito might be the most villainous figure in modern American history, and I say that knowing Donald Trump and Leonard Leo exist. He is our modern inquisitor. Yeah, he has just always been. And, oh, this one, in case you, I don't know, care about, national security at all. Frank Luguzzi, our friend, our buddy, our pal, tweeted a 10-inch thick binder of classified U.S. intel on Russia is missing. Last seen at Trump White House, the mystery of the missing binder, how a collection of raw Russian intelligence disappeared under Trump. And Andrew just tweeted, put him in jail already. Holy.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what the only thing is to do?
What?
We have to save the world. And you need to go to sexyliberal.com to get your Sexy Liberal Save the World tickets. Joe said, I've got 5 tickets, meet and greet to Atlanta, including for 3 separate Sexy Liberal virgins. Oh, hello. The other 2 have been to L.A. twice, once to Asheville. Cannot wait for July. We can't wait either, Joe. We will see you there. Get it. Okay, let's go to Chris in Connecticut has been watching us 11 billion years. Hello, Chris.
Hi, beautiful. How are you?
Oh, hi.
Now, you are the eye candy of the show.
Oh, thank you.
Chris is not. Let me tell you. First of all, those black chunky glasses have got to go. He can wear wireframe. We already know he's gay. And that high and tight, no, you cannot have a high and tight. He would never have been accepted in the military.
All right. Well, everyone just get it out of your system about Chris before he comes back tomorrow. Someone tweeted, put a shirt on.
Because he's a god darn Republican.
Oh, he is not.
I'm sick of hearing defending the Republicans, okay? Being muscular doesn't make you good looking. Get rid of that damn, beard, Chris. Okay? Gray.
Chris, I need you to back on down the road because Sean is not going to continue to get up at this hour. Do not make Chris mad. You wouldn't like him when he's angry. He's going to turn green tomorrow and bust out of his shirt. Just his glasses are fine. They're fine. His muscles are fine. Just the way he is. He's a very attractive gentleman. Okay. What are you doing over there? Giggling.
I'm just giggling.
Okay. All right. By the way, so Lev Parnas, this is one of my... So Rudy Giuliani, among the people that, right, are just named in the Arizona fake electors. Why is Rudy Giuliani not in jail? This is him, Lev Parnas, just talking about the Ukraine stuff.
We get a phone call from the general, the friend of the general prosecutors of Ukraine, Yuri Lutsenko, saying, wait, we're in New York. We'd like to meet with Giuliani.
What a coincidence that must be.
Right, like 2 days later, to meet with the Attorney General.
All right, more on this.
So.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
This is a special report from ABC News, the courts and Trump. I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump's legal team arguing before the U.S. Supreme Court this morning. They contend that he cannot be prosecuted for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election because he and all presidents, they argue, have absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for any official acts carried out as president. It'll be up to the justices to decide if that's true, says ABC's Terry Moran outside court.
So the Trump legal argument here is that presidents must have that immunity from prosecution, or else they won't be able to function in office. The argument goes they'll always be looking over their shoulder, worried about potential criminal prosecutions brought by partisan enemies.
The former president, a defendant in New York criminal court for something that happened before the 2016 election, he's accused of taking part in a scheme to pay out hush money to adult film star Stormy Daniels, who said she had an affair with Trump. He denies it. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. $36 million for opioid treatment in Wisconsin is being held up by one anonymous state lawmaker. The unnamed legislator is a member of the powerful Joint Finance Committee. They filed an objection to the Department of Health Services plan to spend the money. The money comes from a court settlement with four drug makers. Wisconsin high school athletes will have to wait to cash in on name, image, and likeness opportunities. Tara Rose of St. Croix Falls was one of a majority of local athletic directors who voted the idea down on Wednesday.
I do not feel equipped as an athletic director to help my student athletes and my parents navigate this rule accurately.
31 states allow college-style NIL at the high school level, including Minnesota and Illinois. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Tom Brady will make $375 million as an analyst over 10 years. I'm not trying to denigrate a profession, but $37.5 million a year to say, great catch? I would have done it for half that. The legendary QB will be the subject of a comedy roast on Netflix May 5th. That's right, they're going to roast a handsome 7-time Super Bowl champion who married a supermodel and seems to be liked by everyone, despite his past friendship with Donald Trump. Good luck, writers. The feud between Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian is back in the news. Swift released a song called Thank You, Amy, which references a bully. Swiftie fans suspect the song is directed at Kardashian, whose ex-husband, Kanye West, said derogatory things about Swift in 2016, which Kardashian still defends to this day. Taylor Swift is not ready to shake it off and came out swinging through song. In a related story, Kardashian will retaliate with a new sex tape. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. Our high tomorrow, 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Save big money on your next staining project right now at Menards. Don't let weather and wear destroy your deck any longer. Pittsburgh Weather Screen is a water-repellent deck stain with an exclusive Scuff Guard formula and sunblock UV protection. Weather Screen shields against abrasion and sun damage for a long-lasting finish. Get started on your stain project today and check out all of our hot deals on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in. Presidential immunity. And the David Pecker for the prosecution. Trump's got trials all around town. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Against the so-called fake electors in the 2020 election. And yesterday was, what, Arizona?
Arizona.
Okay. I don't. Okay. Yes, Caitlin Collins also pointing out Christina Bob.
Is that what you are? Who? What you do?
Both. In her case, the Trump attorney who was just indicted in the Arizona fake elector scheme was recently named a senior counsel for election integrity for the Republican National Committee. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, because we live in which timeline?
The dumbest?
The stupidest mm-hmm. ever. Please, Lev, continue, won't you? Yes, Lev Parnas.
So we set up the meeting and Lutsenko comes in, and it was became a very awkward meeting because Lutsenko comes in with the perception that he is the general prosecutor meeting with like the ex-prosecutor, you know, Rudy Giuliani, and that he was on a mission to meet with the current prosecutor general, Bill Barr. And he wanted to discuss criminality between the Templeton Fund and money that was going in from Ukraine to America. Had nothing to do with the Biden or anything else. It was about a real corrupt money laundering scheme.
Dear God. Okay, one more.
Giuliani stops him right away and says, we're not here to talk about the Templeton Fund. And if he goes, if you want that, he goes, you could hire me and I could help you with that. He goes, but unless you have direct information that could help us with the Bidens and the corruption and Joe and Hunter Biden, you know, don't waste my time. We have nothing to talk about.
Because there was no Biden exactly. corruption. Oh, my God. One last one.
And Lutsenko was really taken back. He couldn't understand. You know, in Russian, he would tell me, like, wait a second. I'm the general prosecutor of Ukraine. Like, I want to meet Attorney General Bill Barr. Like, what is the problem? So I go tell that to Rudy, and Rudy's like, look, you want to meet Attorney General Bill Barr? The way things work here, you have to pay a lobbyist, and they will get you in there. So you could pay me $200,000, and I will introduce you to Attorney General Bill Barr. So Lutsenko gets taken back again. He's like, what the hell is going on over here? So we stop the meeting. Giuliani tells me, listen, go work on him and make sure that, you know, tomorrow he brings us the goods.
Oh, wow. My God. Yeah. Can you even imagine in a Trump second, you know, term, the amount of grift and illegality and just outright in general? Yeah. Here's the good news. Dino Badala, our buddy, our pal, tweets, before Trump's trial, I feared he would effectively use the media coverage surrounding his trial to help his campaign. Instead, Trump's daily court press conferences make him look small, pathetic, and whiny. I know MAGA loves that, but real Americans despise that type of weakness.
Yeah.
That's what I keep thinking. Is this just, it's like the incredible shrinking Oompa Loompa every day, mm-hmm. right? Okay. Where's the beginning? Anita in San Antonio. Yay, my phone system works. Hi, Anita.
Hi, good morning. Hello. Yeah, he looks so small. He just stands there yelling and ranting behind that bike rack, and it sounds like an empty parking garage.
I know. I finally told Jody yesterday, don't ridiculous. Even get those sound clips. Like, he's annoying enough. You can't even hear him. It's all echoey and whatever, and he's doing his tiny accordion.
And you can hear dogs barking. Yeah, you can hear dogs barking and announcements being made in the background. I want to talk about what's happening here in Texas, because I know you were talking about Idaho earlier.
Yeah.
They are turning away women from hospitals. Mm-hmm. They turned away a pregnant woman in Houston, who was actively having a miscarriage. She was bleeding because they didn't want to deal with that. Another woman, they wouldn't even give her an ultrasound because she was having stomach pains, and they were afraid of what they would find out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're turning away pregnant women from hospitals because they're afraid of the liability.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just...
It's really scary.
The fact that, I mean, we've already been through this COVIDiocy of, like, who needs doctors and experts, but here we are. Really? You want to guess what's happening and to what degree that's fatal and on what time frame? An ectopic pregnancy or sepsis or you know, God knows, you know, what have you, is going to be. It's just
cancer.
Astounding.
You can't get cancer treatment if you're pregnant.
Okay. Great to carry the four. Oh, here he is. Randy in California. Hi, Randy.
Hi, love you all.
Love
gonna
you.
Miss Sean again. Thank you, Sean, for being there.
I know, right? He comes back and gives us just enough to make us miss him again.
Yes.
Okay.
I saw Stephanie Ruhle last night. She had Glenn Kirshner on and Harry Littman, and she in the studio, and she looked over the camera and said that Trump feared the pecker.
People are having way too much fun with this. Even Nicole Wallace is like,
everybody is
making pecker jokes. Because how can you not? What did we learn today? He was introduced to Trump at Mar-a-Lago by
Dick Rivers. I don't think it's true, but I know you want to make it true.
I'm going to say it's true.
Okay.
Our friend Brian Tyler Cohen tweeted
it. No, it wasn't Brian Tyler Cohen. It was Tyler somebody else.
I'm just going to say it's true. Because I want it to be.
You want it to be true. It's an early birthday present.
All right. Well, you know why? Because I have to listen to not just Donald, but I have to listen to Lara Trump.
Oh, my God, this one.
Is it wrong that you're just like, oh, all right, I will even listen to you sing other than talk about
Election integrity.
I cannot believe that she's the chairman of the RNC with no experience. And this is terrifying. Mm-hmm. She's talking about, oh, yeah, we have going to people that are going to physically handle the ballots.
Yep.
We are working hard on election integrity, and we just announced last week that we have 100,000 committed people who are going to be trained as poll workers. So, Eric, leading up to this election, I think we can all see the most important thing, aside from getting out the vote, is protecting that vote. We now have the ability at the RNC not just to have poll watchers, people standing in polling locations, but people who can physically handle the ballots.
Really? Really?
I don't trust
And
that.
So you will be doing that with your senior counsel for election integrity at the RNC, who was just indicted in Arizona yesterday for election conspiracy and fraud?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, this is Eric Bolling talking to Lara.
Will these people, will they be allowed to physically handle the ballots as well, Lara?
Sure.
And that means, Eric, that they should know and they can count how many ballots come in and how many ballots should go out of every single polling location. Here's something else we need to make clear. If we catch you cheating and we're looking for you out there to cheat, we will prosecute you to the full extent of the law.
Yeah, you know where you can look mostly? The villages and every single story like this is a Trump voter. Sorry, I'm shouting. I didn't mean to. Sorry.
It is not worth it to cheat in a federal election. That is a crime, my friends, you do not want to commit.
Okay.
We need to ensure that people understand the severity of this, and they are not even tempted by the other side to do anything nefarious.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
Alrighty then.
Wow. You know what? I could Google in 2 seconds. Jody, get, I don't know, 20 stories about Trump voters caught trying to vote twice or vote for their dead mother or wife or you name it. Okay, speaking of election fraud, he's Chesbro. No, are you okay, Sean? Wow. A co-defendant of Trump in Georgia wasn't indicted for a similar scheme in Arizona. That would be Chesbro. Kenneth Chesbro. The best explanation is he is cooperating. Andrew Weissman said Chesbro traveled to Arizona to cooperate with this investigation, or maybe I should say at least cooperating enough not to be charged.
Yep.
I mean, this is the only reason these guys ever do the right thing, because they get caught.
Right.
And they to help themselves.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's, but this guy's the, okay. I don't understand why. Is Glenn tomorrow?
He's tomorrow.
Where is the DOJ on the electors, fake elector scheme? Why are states having to do this?
It might be because it's under state law, not federal law.
She's placated me just for one more day.
Sean. That might be it. I don't know.
Okay. Let's go to Sal in New York. Hey, Sal.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie and team. Listen, I'm just giving a call. Does anyone remember in 2016 when Donald Trump said that anybody under investigation should be disqualified?
Yes.
And then he said, if you do elect somebody that is under investigation, it'll cause a constitutional crisis. Why doesn't Biden talk about this more, or the media?
Because I think it's just a given that he's just so full of right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. She shouldn't be allowed to run, should it be endless investigations? Here, just to review, Hillary was charged with nothing, did nothing wrong. This is your locker-up party. Donna in Chicago, hello.
Hi, Stephanie. I don't know if anybody watched Nicole Wallace yesterday.
I do. That's my sweet spot.
Your sweet spot, did you see her with the journalist from Germany?
I might have missed a segment, but go ahead.
This was a good segment. Not only was he funny, but his best comment reminded me of your news from the bassinet. Yes. He said Trump looks old and tired in the courtroom, but when they lead him out into his playpen in the hall, he wakes up, becomes animated, and whines about everything. Who would have thought about comparing the square of security gates that they lead him into to a playpen? I think maybe he's a step head.
Yes, exactly. A step head. You know, also, it becomes like that little, like, you know, it's like monkey clanging cymbals. Mm-hmm. They wake him up from nappy time, grumpy, and then he's like, unfair. Bang, bang. Unfair. And goes back to sleep. Okay, Charles in Miami. Hello, Charles.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Mama?
Good, go ahead.
Oh, I got two nicknames for him right now. One would be Fartily, and the next one would be Farticus.
Farticus. I am Farticus. I like it. I like it. Thank you. That is right at our level. Right at our level. Thank you so much. All right. Oh, you know who love tweeted us? Amy Yazbek. Yeah. She said, hi, kids. I've missed you. We've missed you, Amy Yazbek. Let's get her on the show.
I will try.
She and John Ritter, can I just say, were the nicest people I ever worked with. Funniest, sweetest. They were the best parents. It's just the whole thing still breaks my heart, you know. I remember they used to do Jerry Lewis to Stella when she was like this big in hair and makeup at I've Got a Secret. They'd be like, hey, lady. Hey, Stella, look over here. I mean, how would... You don't think about having hilarious parents, but I'm just saying.
I have no
idea. If you
I
had
no
super hilarious parents.
I don't know about that. Very serious household.
Oh, it's just heartbreak. I swear to God. She's always been so classy and whatever, but just the dealing with that, with having a little kid when John unexpectedly passed. And she told this heartbreaking story that, you know, when she said Daddy went to heaven, and one day, you know, Stella was laying in bed next to her and she had her hands up.
Aww.
And she said, what are you doing? And she's sitting there. And she goes, drop him. She said, I'm talking to God. Drop him.
Aww.
It's funny and sweet. All right. Anyway, we love you, Amy Yazbek. 46 minutes after the hour. We've got Trevor Noah coming up. We have Dana Goldberg coming up. Speaking of magical people.
Yeah.
46 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Done With Debt. We are done. We're just done here at the Stephanie Miller with debt. Well, you know what? Done. Not talking to you. Oh, I guess I have to keep talking. Okay, you know the system. Traps you in debt. High interest credit cards, loans, makes it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. You're already living paycheck to paycheck, right? You get one emergency, bam. Done With Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. They analyze all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done With Debt. Excuse me, the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt, but you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. One more time, that is donewithdebt.com.
This is rapidly approaching a spectacle.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loan makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done With Debt is your lifeline. Done With Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done With Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time, donewithdebt.com. Do it now. Donewithdebt.com.
Dear Jim, I just wanted to tell you the things I love so much about you. Like your pasty white belly and how it fits in those tight shirts that my friends think you shouldn't be wearing. I love how you do that thing where you mash four slices of bread into a massive ball of dough and stuff it in your mouth. That's so adorable. And what about when you tell those same jokes from reruns that you've seen over and over again? They make me laugh every single time. Other guys play sports or go running or do something outside, but not you. You're different.
Guys, rest assured you will never in your life meet a girl like this.
P.S. I can't wait until we cuddle in front of pro wrestling all day this Saturday. I hear it's a steel cage Texas death match.
Get some exercise. Get up. Get out. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller Show. Ooh, we're all a Twitter. Trevor Noah will be joining us shortly. And Dana Goldberg. That's a lot of funny. Speaking of a lot of funny, Kevin in Chicago, our hilarious gay, says, while I'm very excited for Stephanie Miller Show's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour coming to Chicago in August, hearing the list of cities on Rocky Mountain Mike's promo is exhausting. Can we donate vacation days to Mama so she can have another Christmas nap?
We are getting
Jody that time Hamilton off. And Chris are nice enough to fill in for me on the random Mondays after the tour so that Mama can stay, what's the word, Jody?
Alive. That's the word.
For the end of this whole thing, I agreed to.
We have serious problems to solve.
This is like Watergate, only it's worse.
We are all here to save the world.
Hello, sexy liberals.
Stephanie Miller, Sexy Liberal, Save the World comedy tour is underway.
It's very important and very important to me.
Next up at the Fillmore, in the birthplace of America, Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia, it's worth $50.
Saturday, April 27th, with Stephanie Miller, John Fugel. Comedy duo Frangela and Hal Sparks. Special panel guests Glenn Kirshner, JoJo from Jerk, and Lindy Lee.
I will say this, stop it.
Special VIP tickets get you meet and greet access to the stars after the show. April 27th in Philadelphia at the Fillmore. And these dates on the way.
May 11th, Madison. May 18th, Albuquerque. June 1st, Seattle. June 22nd, Denver. July 13th, Boston. July 27th, Atlanta. August 3rd, New York. August 17th, Chicago. September 7th, Portland. September 21st, Durham, North Carolina. September 28th, Phoenix. October 12th, Kansas City. November 2nd, Los Angeles. January 18th, 2025, Washington, D.C.
Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Ah, thank you, Mike. Can you go a little slower? I got to write those down. Hang on. Jody, get my paper calendar.
I have a paper calendar, too.
Michael tweets, as soon as they were released, I scored Sexy Liberal Row 1 ticket to Stephanie Miller's show in Phoenix, September 28th. But was that enough? Hell no. So I added a meet and grow VIP ticket too. Hashtag vote blue to end the madness. Vote blue to save America. Thank you, Michael. The VIP is so worth it. So much hugging, so much laughing, so much crying, so much groping. Fantastic. Okay, Matt in North Carolina, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Stephanie, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, hey, first of all, I'm running for the General Assembly, so Matt Wood, NC26.
Yay.
We got a tough row to hoe, but every once in a while, somebody's just got to support the ticket from the bottom up. But anecdotally, I was a chief judge who worked through the Board of Elections over a precinct. And we had misappropriately handed out 11 ballots to people who lived outside the city of Clayton, which literally swung within the margin of error a gentleman named Art Holding from being part of the town council. So far, a Republican and Democrat who are judges, representative of the parties, we all made that mistake. And it was adjudicated by the county where we all had to testify and by the state until a year and a half later, Art Holding had a special election, was allowed to go on. So the protections are there. Now, 15 years later, I went into the Board of Elections when I declared my candidacy for North Carolina General Assembly, see Matt Wood, NC26. I asked Leanne Price, who is the head of the Board of Elections, how many times has somebody voted fraudulently? And she said, once.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Republican woman who tried to vote for her mom. It's a complete misnomer.
Yep.
The systems are in place by citizens who are duty-bound to just protect this most inherent thing. And people like Laura Trump sending 100,000 people in there, they are to do nothing except slow up the process and make people afraid.
Yep. Absolutely.
So I love you all greatly.
I love you too.
Keep doing what you're doing. I look forward to seeing you in Durham because the pricing is so affordable.
It is. We tried to make prices really affordable this time because I know a lot of folks, did the pay-per-view that couldn't afford to go. So we want many people to get in the theater and see us as possibly can and do the VIPs because we get to really meet and talk and all that stuff. By the way, speaking of rock stars, and I believe we booked Rocky Mountain Mike on panel for Durham, haven't we?
I think so.
September 21st, Durham, North Carolina is going to be fantastic. My big sisters will be there.
Yay!
Okay, Mitch McConnell, who Jody says is a Republican from the Galapagos Islands.
Well, he is.
Because she's a scamp, even on the soundbite list, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is.
I think the demonization of Ukraine began by Tucker Carlson, who, in my opinion, ended up where he should have been all along, which is interviewing Vladimir Putin. And so he had an enormous audience, which convinced a lot of rank-and-file Republicans that maybe this was a mistake.
Okay, one more, Mitch McConnell.
And then our nominee for president didn't seem to want us to do anything at all. That took months to work our way through it. So we ended up doing the supplemental that was originally proposed, which dealt with not all problems, it didn't solve the border problem, but certainly addressed the growing threats at the moment.
We cannot say it enough, too. This was the win for Putin here was getting Russian disinformation on the floor of the United States and on pro-Trump, outlets like Fox News. So just beware, he will do anything he can to help Republicans and Trump in this election. And you don't even know, between AI and gas prices and God knows what, they will try, I'm sure, because everything is at stake for them. This one, this morning, not a good week for Putin. Ukraine, for the first time, has begun using long-range ballistic missiles provided secretly by the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
The new missiles give Ukraine nearly double the striking distance. So thank God, Biden has been doing everything he can to stand with them. And let's hope it's not too late. 58 minutes after the hour, Trevor Noah and Dana Goldberg all coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
On my next show, while it might make for a good punchline, Trump's rhetoric actually is incredibly dangerous. We'll dig in on the next Maggie Dawn Show.
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.